On our Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line, it's time for our Tiger Scout Notebook, and is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System. Totally focused on patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock, everybody along with Thibodaux Regional Health System. Always a big part of what we do here on Saturdays and now today on a Tuesday. So we have on with us Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Jeffy Jeff, what's up, man?
How you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Jeff, been asked a few questions, and we got it on the text line of people asking about what is the secondary going to look like?
Yeah.
Because that's been sort of jumbled. And Brian Kelly sort of has kept that close to the vest on exactly how he's going to handle this with the safety position.
Well, yeah, I think safety, and let's face it, guys. I mean, safety was a position that was not a strong suit for LSU this season. I mean, Jarden Gilbert coming over from Texas A&M really didn't have a strong season. I think Sage Ryan was okay, but if he had a really good season, he'd be going to the NFL, not Ole Miss at this point. And then, you know, Major Burns, who has opted out, I think he'll find himself on an NFL roster somewhere, but it wasn't a great season for him. So to me, the two guys that really get an opportunity here, especially with Sage Ryan and Major Burns no longer part of the equation, is Deshaun Spears, the true freshman from Denham Springs. We saw a lot of him early on, but then once LSU settled in on the three guys they were going to go with at their safety positions between Gilbert, Ryan, and Burns, Spears didn't see as much playing time. And then the other guy is JV Toviano. This is a guy that has been they experimented with him a lot last year at cornerback when LSU was desperate to find anybody to play the cornerback position after Zy Alexander went down with the season-ending injury. But Brian Kelly announced during the bowl practice period that, look, they're sticking with Toviano at safety. They like him at that position. So this is a chance for him to get out there. I would imagine you probably will see him where Major Burns was playing. So that star position, the hybrid linebacker safety position, and they'll run with him and see how well he performs. Deshaun Spears, there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of excitement about him. Could he be the next great defensive back from this area, or the next great safety? You know, could he be a Eric Reed? I guess that's the ceiling that a lot of people put on him. I don't know. That's lofty expectations for someone
that
like that.
He's Eric Reed.
Yeah, right. but if he certainly is a guy that's a ball hawk out there. I think the biggest thing for him is, can he be physical enough out there? And he'll need to show that here today against Baylor.
I think, Jeff, looking at the transfer portal, I think all of us have been impressed on what they've been able to do. Certainly along the defensive line, and you got Jacoby and Guillory coming back. You're bringing in some guys that can rush the quarterback. Got a couple guys that can, I think, certainly stretch the field at wide receiver. I think the one area, and we touched a little bit about it, has to be they have to have focus on a couple guys to help out at the safety position, and also a little bit more help along the offensive line. You got a lot of young guys here with virtually no experience. Now, I can't say that after today. I think they'll be getting some experience today. But in the transfer portal, if it's in this period or in the, say, the spring period, I think safety and offensive line, especially offensive tackle, I think will be the areas that they try to hit.
No doubt about it. And there's the possibility, guys, at this point that they have some silent commitments, right? There could be guys that might be playing either tonight or tomorrow, you know, with their seasons wrapping up, that have already expressed through a third party that they may be transferring, and LSU's on their list. And LSU may actually have those kind of commitments. I mean, when you look at it, it's at 14 right now. The number that, with the latest being Josh Thompson, an offensive lineman from Northwestern out of the Big Ten, you know, Brian Kelly mentioned 15 guys that they were looking at. So they may surpass that number. But, yeah, I think offensive tackle, I don't think you're going in to next season. I know they're really high on Tyree Adams, the standout from St. Aug. Who's going to play at that other tackle position? That is still a big question mark. Today, it's going to be Miles Frazier, who's been starting at right guard for them all season long. Miles Frazier will get an opportunity to show NFL scouts his versatility today when he lines up at right tackle. But they're going to have to find someone there. I think they need a veteran guy there. And that's where the transfer portal comes back to bite you, right? Because this is where Lance Hurd, the outstanding offensive tackle from Neville High School, was supposed to step up and be the guy, but he didn't want to wait around, so he ended up at Tennessee. And so now you got to go in the transfer portal and find someone to fill that spot. And then, yeah, safety is they got to figure it out. They got to find an impact player, and maybe they do get a few answers on that here today.
Jeff, I got a question for you. This is going to be interesting. Nussmeier is going to start today. Do you see any chance at Colin Hurley playing today at all?
No, I don't think so. I think this is Garrett Nussmeier's game, as long as he doesn't get injured or, you know, there a 30-point spread opens up with either Baylor or LSU playing. I don't think they're going to give Colin Hurley an opportunity. I just think that they like, this is Nussmeier. You know, you talk about motivation and guys wanting to play. I think in a bowl game that really is a glorified exhibition, Garrett Nussmeier is excited to play. He wants to play. He's motivated to play. I really think one of the reasons why he got off to such a really good start this season was because of how well he performed in the bowl game. I think that gave him a lot of confidence during the offseason, a come-from-behind win that he was able to orchestrate last season in the bowl game, gave him the confidence that, hey, he can be the guy, and he really showed it early on in the season. Obviously, he had a bit of a midseason slump there, but then ended up finishing the season strong against Oklahoma. I think he wants to build on that performance that he had against the Sooners, put together another really good game here. I still think, while yes, this is it's kind of a weird game because I don't think it really matters at this point whether LSU wins 8 or 9 games this season. And this game, because you got this wave of transfer portal players coming in and incoming freshmen, this game to me doesn't really say anything about the 2025 season. So it's just a game on the calendar, and you go out there and play it. But I still think it matters a lot to a guy like Garrett Nussmeier, and I don't think LSU is willing to experiment and just start throwing anybody out there just to give them a look. I'm sure they'll do that quite a bit in spring football, that's for sure, though.
Yep, got another question for you, Jeff. So we talked about the guys that may jump in the portal to come to LSU. Are there any names that you can think of that potentially may jump in the portal to leave LSU that hasn't done so yet?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I would imagine there could be a couple more defections, but to me, pretty much the main guys have gone at this point. Colin Hurley would be a guy that may be someone that just kind of reevaluates it and looks at it and says, well, I'll do something else. If Caleb Jackson doesn't feel like he's going to really get a lot of playing time next season with the likes of Harlan Berry coming in and Trey Holly possibly coming back. And then, LSU obviously I wouldn't be surprised if LSU even found another running back in the transfer portal. It's not a need. But it's something that they could possibly do. Maybe Caleb, especially, if Caleb doesn't play, maybe he jumps in. But other than that, I don't know. I don't think there's really anybody that I can think of that hasn't gotten in already that, it might decide to jump in. So I think the hard losses out of the transfer portal and the likes of, to me, C.J. Daniels and Deshaun Womack right off the top, those two guys, it's disappointing to see them go. I think it was disappointing to see Kylan Jackson go. Shelton Sampson, just kind of disappointing. It didn't manifest for him. And then Kamorian Pimpton was another guy that, heck,
surprise
he was supposed to
for
be,
me.
Yeah,
he
yeah. was
that a, guy there because he had a shot to play, and I mean fast.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know who was advising him there. Maybe you never know what kind of goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
But Pimpton, to me, was the biggest surprise that he decided to kind of tag out and leave.
Well, you know, this is where the NIL dollars, I think, probably play a role in this. I mean, all these guys have advisors, and, you know, because it is a bit of the wild, wild west. Now, granted, Pimpton can't, you know, in November, can't be sitting there and calling up Sonny Dykes over at TCU saying, hey, do you want me to come there? But Pimpton can get somebody to do
maybe
that.
Sonny, and Sonny. Maybe Sonny did. Now, I know Sonny a little bit. That might have happened a little bit.
So that's how those things go. That's how those things transpire. That's why I'm saying there's probably when we were talking about offensive tackle and safety, there's probably guys that LSU has a handshake agreement with, and we'll find out about that probably in early January. You know, a couple more additions through the transfer portal, guys that are either playing today or tomorrow, and they'll be LSU Tigers before the winter semester begins.
Jeff, Harold Perkins last weekend kind of made it official. We had been hearing certainly a lot of rumors over the last few weeks, and I'd heard somebody actually told me he's coming back. But you know, I'll let Harold break that story.
That's right.
That's not my gig to do it. But I think it was important for Harold to come back, no matter if it was at LSU or where he might have went somewhere else.
That's right.
Because he's a great athlete with no position. And that's the strange thing is, he is an unbelievable athlete. But where do you play him? Is he a hybrid safety? Do you play him at linebacker? And whatever Blake Baker has in mind to use him, I think that is one of the big question marks going into the spring, and I'm sure he will be limited or basically not even participate. But
right.
How they use him on this 2025 team for LSU is intriguing to me, because we see all the athletic skills. But where are you going to play him?
Yeah, and I think you bring up a good point, Mike. The other obstacle in all of this is he's likely not participating in spring football. So it's right. Not like you could – with the new personnel that's coming in, it's not like you can figure out then, okay, where are we going to put them? So, and you've this is your third crack at it, right? I mean, you've the first two times you didn't, you know, you could say you got mixed results. Well, you didn't get any results, I guess you could say, heading into sophomore season, because you aborted the plan of playing them as an off-ball linebacker after the first game, and then this year. He was making tackles, but he was not making the big game-changing plays that you're wanting him to make, or making the or wreaking havoc out there and creating second and longs and third and longs and so forth like that, because of plays he's making behind the line of scrimmage. So you got one more chance at this thing, and maybe the fact it helps that you're bringing back the same defensive coordinator, unless something crazy happens with Blake Baker. Maybe they have an idea. You know, Brian Kelly didn't give us any answer on where he may be playing, but the answer that we got from Brian Kelly earlier this week in Houston is that they got an idea. Harold Perkins is on board with that plan, and let's see how it works moving forward. And hopefully he's ready to go even in preseason camp. We know these ACL injuries. I mean, he suffered it in late September. So where will he be come early camp. August as
oh,
far
yeah.
as how much he's going to be able to participate?
One of the things, Herb and I have talked about this, I think would be a great spot for him, strong safety.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think when you look at it, using him closer to the line of scrimmage to get some pressure on, because that he can do really well. And he has shown the one thing pretty well. He's learned how to drop in coverage.
Yeah.
And he's not a 235-pound linebacker. If his second number is two, okay, it's a 2-2-2 or 2-2-1. He's not going to get too much bigger than that.
No.
I think
mm-mm.
strong safety and using him sort of hybrid-wise.
Coming down the hill. Covering
I think
from
is the
receivers.
Spot for him. And that's how the NFL plays people today.
Yep.
Yeah, and what we've seen is him as far as an off-ball linebacker, his head's too much on the swivel, too close to the line of scrimmage, and he can't get off block. So it just hasn't worked for him there at that position. But I kind of like what you're talking about as far as a safety position, but he's certainly someone that needs to be a guy that's going after the passer, because to me that is his greatest asset, is the ability to, okay, we're going to line you up here. Your job is to try to get to the quarterback as fast as possible and make something happen. And that is where we've seen Harold Perkins excel the yes. most, and that's where he's been the most successful.
And another guy that you think about, that I've been thinking about all season long, and where do you play him, how do you play him, what do you do with him, another five-star athlete in Juwan Johnson, and yeah. what do you do with him, right? Like, where do you put him? I think he has the ability to play pretty much anywhere.
Man, I put him at running back. I think that's more of a natural position for him on the offensive side of football.
I don't know if running back is, because I've never seen him run the ball in between the tackles, right? So if you put him at running back, what are you doing with him? Because right now we've seen him put him at running back, and he's not really effective. Let's call it that. And so do you try to play him as like a running back type
slot
of
slot receiver?
Yeah. Like a flex yeah. back type of situation. What's yeah. your thoughts on that, Jeff?
Yeah, well, he's a guy that you want to have the ball in his hands, because I watched him for 4 years at Lafayette Christian Academy, and he goes down as one of the most electric high school football players the state of Louisiana has ever produced. So whatever it is that you can get him the ball. I never really bought the whole cornerback position. I did not, just because of what I saw of him at quarterback. And then, well, then you're saying, well, why don't you play him at quarterback? You just lost Bryce Underwood, and you can develop him there. Well,
he never really threw the ball, though.
No, well, he wasn't that good of a passer.
5'11", and he's yeah. got kind of a funky motion and stuff like that.
Well, you're talking to Herb
yeah,
now.
But you 5'11".
That's tall. That's tall for Herb. If you think like about a 5'11"
guy. It's a giant, bro. What's yeah, wrong with you?
But I like the idea of something, whether you're putting him at slot, can he do some of the similar things that Aaron Anderson does?
That's right.
I mean, is he someone that you can develop into that role? Mm-hmm.
Or I think you could.
Or do you develop him as a running back? Now, at least and Brian Kelly talked about him during the spring, saying that this was their issue last year. They didn't know exactly what to do with them. I think now they have at least minimized their options. The defense yes. is no longer on the table. So now you can zone in a little bit better and figure out where exactly you want to play him.
Jeff, one of the guys I know a couple people have asked me about, so I'll throw it to you, Jelani Watkins. Because mm-hmm. that is somebody that – Coach Kelly talked a lot about early, and then, man, it almost like fell off the cliff. You didn't really kind of, and I know he got injured.
Was he still? He's still injured, right?
And no, so
he's gonna play today.
No, he's okay. gonna play all today. Right. The type of player, because we really haven't seen him. All I know is he's fast. I mean, he is jet fast out on the field. Now, how well he'll hold up with a big hit remains to be seen. But your thoughts on Jelani Watkins?
Yeah, when Xavion Thomas, you go all the way back to the early part of camp, Xavion Thomas had that hamstring injury, and that allowed Jelani Watkins to kind of go out there and flash a little bit. Use his, and what we saw was that he's fast. That is exactly right. He's got a lot of speed, and he's an interesting guy, because you figure he's going to play here tonight because Aaron Anderson, Xavion Thomas, I mean, those are your, along with Chris Hilton, those are your three wide receivers, and you're going to be rotating other guys in, since that's pretty much you have left. So this is his chance, and Kyle Parker's still hurt. So this yep. is his chance to show you something. And what you saw out of him, and he's on the small side. He's not the biggest guy.
Yes.
He's 5'9", he's like 160 pounds.
Yep.
But he's a track star out of Texas who can run really, really fast. And so you want to see whether that translates and whether he can make some plays. I'm not going to say that he's going to go out there and catch 5 or 6 passes, but I would imagine you're going to see him out there, and it'd be nice to see him catch some passes and catch a couple passes anyways, and see what it's like when he's got the ball in space, and whether he can really make some things happen.
Chip,
Kyle and Billy O. Kyle and Billy O. Guys is another.
Oh,
guy.
I was good. That's
is it Billy O. Is it Billy O?
I was good. No. Where he grew up at? Come on, he's a Billy O.
Terrible.
But they cut off the T on that.
Okay.
I know where Colin grew up at, right down the road from where I'm at. So we'll get to see Colin play today.
Yes. Yeah, I would imagine he's another guy that you're going to get to see. They really have five wide receivers. Hilton Anderson, Xavier Thomas, and then Kylan, and then Jelani. Those are the five they have going into this game.
One thing with Colin, he got size that the other guys don't.
He's got size. He's got size, and he's fast, too.
190.
Yes, he is.
He's very fast.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Always appreciate it, bud, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Mike. Thank you very much.
Herb,
appreciate it, man.
That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock, everybody at Thibodaux Regional Health System, always being a great partner here on WWL. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.